Was that clever, Ellen?
Sage Carter is here. Here she is.
Hi, Sage. Get up. Right at the, there you go. Somebody who knows how to use a microphone.
Folks, this is Sage Carter.
And you're here in your capacity as a member of the Hudson School District Board.
No, Hudson Opera.
She wears many hats.
She wears just like you, Ellen.
Yes.
Yeah, and earmuffs, too.
So and you're here because you're... what's your actual title at the Opera House?
General Manager.
General Manager. There you go.
And she's been working very hard on Winter Walk, and I asked her to come if she would and tell us what's happening at Winter Walk this year, and especially the new stuff.
Yes. Let's hear about the new stuff.
Okay.
What's new? Well, or should we feature some of the perennial great
things? Tried and true. We'll let Sage decide that.
Oh, we will. Mm-hmm. Should we mention, first of all, it's the 20th anniversary?
I think we should.
It's a good place to start,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Yeah. It's amazing that it's actually 20 years.
And unlike you and me, Ellen's been here for all 20.
She has, and been working at Winter Walk on all 20. Yeah.
I have, but I've hung up my Winter Walk hat.
Well,
not at all.
I've given up the child.
Does that mean you're no longer riding around the golf cart?
No.
Okay, so don't tell me you're giving up the hat.
Well, I'm older than I used to be 20 years ago, and I still need the golf cart.
There you go.
You have to get around. Go ahead, Sage. I'm going to let you talk and tell us what's happening.
Well, one thing that's been really fun this year is all the... finding out about the people who have been here for 20 years. That's been pretty exciting. A lot of the performers, we have Saxa Claus playing Santa Claus, who will be here. It's his 20th anniversary. We have the Canaan Chorale, who are they're a choir who sing. They've been here for 20 years.
Wow.
Tots the Clown. So that's kind of fun. And then there's one shop that I know of, only one, that has their anniversary on Winter Walk, which is Demarchen, opened 20 years ago on Winter Walk.
Really?
Winter Walk.
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is cool. I didn't know they'd been there that long.
Yeah.
That they opened on... I wonder if it was a successful night for them, their opening night.
We'll have to ask.
I remember that night.
By the way, you know they're underwriters now, of course. I should mention that.
Oh, wow. Cool.
How nice is that?
Of the radio station.
Yeah, you probably know that if you ever listened. Sorry, Ellen. I'd love to point that out. Anyway, go ahead.
I remember the window in Demarchen because Abby Lappin, who's now a singer, but at that point was dancing and had a dance company, choreographed all these dancers to be what people started calling mimes, which she didn't approve of because they were really dancers. Mm-hmm. But they were placed in the window at Demarchen to interact with these mannequins that were there. And the kids especially absolutely loved them because they would say things like, oh, it's real. And the other kid would say, no, it's not. It's electric, I heard one of them say. Anyway, it's an image that stays with me. But
Any belly dancers this year? Just get right to the hardcore.
Right. No, but we'll have some hula hoop dancers right here across the park.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. That'll be fun. And one of the newest things that we're doing is actually a partnership with WGXE, which is Unsilent Night.
Oh, we've heard all about that.
Yeah, so that's we've been getting a lot of phone calls and excitement at the Opera House about that.
Oh, cool.
It seems like a lot of people are going to turn out. I think it's going to be really, really fabulous. And Basilica is working with us on that one as well. So
right. That's where
it's been a really nice
If you want
community.
To participate, you have to begin at Basilica, right?
Invited to come to Basilica at 4 to gather. If you want, if you can't make it for that, you're welcome to show up at 5 at Front.
Okay. So you can't. That's good to know because that walk from Basilica to Front Street could be a little tiresome.
Yeah. So if you want to just show up, be there by 5 because that's when Phil Klein, who's the composer, will tell everybody to hit play and we will all together.
5 o'clock at Front and Warren.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you can bring either a boombox or. What else? A cassette player?
I have
a phone.
iPhone with a very small Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, cool.
And starting tomorrow afternoon, we'll have these really cool little amplifiers that are not battery powered at all. And you just put them on your iPhone and they amplify the sound. So you can come by and get one of those tomorrow afternoon or Saturday if you'd like, if you don't have a speaker.
Right.
So 5, and what time does it end at the 7th Street Park, roughly?
It'll get up here around 5:35, 5:40, and then we'll have the culmination will be in the park right outside the radio station.
And excellent. If you're not in town or for some reason or other don't come to Winter Walk, you can listen to it on WGXC.
Cool.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. 90.7 FM.
Well, where else could they hear it, Ellen?
They could stream it on the computer.
At?
WGXC.org.
That's correct.
I can't, you know, I can't say anything without the puppet master pulling the string.
Oh, golly. I like that phrase, though. Puppet master.
He does like to be in charge. Anyway, I heard that there was going to be this little mobile artist studio that moves around.
The Range Studio. So,
what's that?
An artist named David Slasa created a portable art studio that he can bring it anywhere and drop it anywhere, and artists can perform in it. So this year he's bringing it to Winter Walk. And we have R.B. Slather he's an opera director, and he has a whole bunch of his friends, and they're going to be creating a live scene and costumes, and so people should definitely stop by and see them. That's going to be in the lot at Ackerman's. So it's below third.
Second on the 200 block.
It's on the 200 block. It's 217.
Across from Savoya.
Mm-hmm. It's 217.
Are they going to recreate a scene from a well-known opera or just something?
No, I'm not entirely sure what they're going to do.
They're going to be intrigue. Surprises.
There are lots of surprises. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. But definitely costumes are involved.
Oh, that's
lots
cool.
of costumes. Yeah.
You sure no one's going to have belly dancers in their window?
Someone might.
Oh, okay.
The place where they usually are, I know, is not going to have them.
Oh.
But
how about that? Remember there was the burlesque one in one window?
You mean that Can-Can
girl? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she's coming.
She's coming.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in the Boston area now, and she wasn't the Can-Can girl 20 years ago, but shortly thereafter. So she's done it for years and comes back every year, as does Saxophone Santa and a few other performers.
Cool.
And a lot of people who live in Hudson have told me, you know, they'll say, I've been to every Winter Walk. And I remember when it was 60 degrees, and I remember when it was 10 below zero.
I remember one bitter, bitter cold one that I just gave up.
It can be pretty brutal.
I ducked
brutal.
Into Daba and got drunk.
Well, that's an option.
No, not anymore. Daba's closed.
But actually, there's going to be a pop-up market at the space that was Daba's.
Oh, really?
A bunch of local makers are going to have a pop-up market there, so I think it's going to be really nice and festive. So definitely stop in.
Good to know.
And visit them. Mm-hmm.
My wife does the whole strip. She's a trooper.
Yeah. How long does it take her to get from...
I don't know, because I don't do it with her.
Bottom to
I get bored. Like, I'm not bored, sorry. I get tired after a block or two, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe this year, being sober, I'll actually make the whole thing.
Wow.
It's, you know.
Something to look forward to.
Another thing that we've done this year is that we've been working with the Hudson Business Coalition to try to get some events during the day. Because I know for some people it's hard to come out at night. So a lot of restaurants are doing $20 like twofer specials or tasting specials. And we have a number of Hansel and Gretel is going to be performing for free. And at 2:30, so I think that's going to be
over
really
at the Episcopal Church, right?
It's the opera, Hansel and Gretel.
Yes, the opera. Yeah, so that's going to be
you know who wrote
really
that,
fun.
Ellen, don't you?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
That's right.
Isn't that a wonderful name?
Brilliant. The real Engelbert Humperdinck.
The real Engelbert, yeah.
And that's, what's the name of that? The Diamond, what do they call themselves?
Diamond Opera Theater.
Diamond Opera Theater. So that begins at 2:30. So if someone comes into town before, when does Winter Walk officially sort of begin then?
It officially starts at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So but you could come in early and go to the shops.
And the streets are all closed. And I think the Warren Street closes at 4 o'clock.
Beginning at
it?
4 o'clock.
People park as far away as my house.
And I know.
I'm on the edge of the city and it gets full.
Well then they walk down.
Yeah, they walk all the way down. And, of course, now, I guess, in the early days, I assume it didn't extend as far as it does now, or did it?
It was concentrated in like the 500 block and the 600 block. Mm. It was called, we forget this, but it was called a winter walk on Warren Street.
Oh.
And it was called that for a number of years. And now it's extended to Columbia and
Front Street.
Mm-hmm.
The businesses in the Antiques Warehouse, a number of them will be open. Yeah. There's a lot of art galleries that will be open. Mm-hmm. Inky Editions is having projections outside on the wall.
That's cool.
So people should definitely go down and check it out. Especially if you gather at Basilica early, you'll be able to see all that too because it's right there.
Well, another good reason for going down there is parking on the waterfront.
There is,
and
yes.
Of course, you have to then get back there again at the end of the night if you're out there for hours.
That's true, but if you're hungry and you're leaving because you're hungry, there's going to be food for the first time at the corner of Front and Warren. There'll be a couple of food vendors there, so on your way back to get to your car, you can grab a burger from Gracie's because they're going to be
there. Oh, Gracie's will be there too. Gracie's is everywhere.
Gracie's is everywhere.
Everywhere.
We were just talking about them.
Yeah, yeah.
And there'll be food trucks at the other end too, right?
There'll be a couple of food vendors up here at the park. A lot of the all the restaurants will be open and are, as I said, are having specials. And some of them will be setting up tables outside.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to get food at the restaurants as well. So check it out, whatever you'll find.
So I've heard, though I can't remember the source of this, though it's sitting right next to me, that upwards of 20,000 people attend this.
Yeah, that's the police estimate from last year was 20,000.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They're out there with little clickers?
Do we believe the police?
They're pretty good
in
at estimating.
Instance?
Ellen, I'm shocked that you would say that.
No, I mean, in this instance, I don't know whether to believe it or not, except that one year a picture was taken from upstairs in stair gallery,
mm-hmm.
a picture taken looking down on the street. And you could count the number of people that were in this picture and say they're standing next. I mean, it's covering, shows three or four buildings in the back, and you could multiply and multiply by the number of blocks or whatever. And then remember that people come and go. So
mm-hmm.
maybe it's not 20,000 at one, mm-hmm. If you took a picture at one instance, it might not be.
The reason I raise it, though, is because this question of eating that night, mm-hmm. because the restaurants inside really do get packed.
Yes,
I know.
I mean, the few times that I've done it, it's just like it was hard to get in to any restaurant.
Right.
So that these, and of course, going into the restaurants are a little bit more expensive than eating on the street.
Well, and if you want a full meal, if you want to go into Kamea and sit down for dinner, I don't think, I'll just use them as an example. I wonder whether they have, grab and go kind of food,
no,
which is what people
not.
Want.
Ah, but you can get a cocktail.
You can wait at the bar.
And there's always been people selling, like different organizations selling hot dogs and stuff like that, right?
Yes, and we are definitely, we'll have the Hudson Robotics team are going to be here and the golf club from the high school.
Doing
and,
food.
Mm-hmm, well, they'll be doing, some of them are doing hot chocolate and cookies. Mm-hmm. Some of them, the Warren Street Academy is going to be doing hot dogs and popcorn.
The point being that, unlike mm-hmm. on an average day, there's really a full range of food prices and things you can eat.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's really not a lot of inexpensive food on Warren Street normally.
That's right.
So this expands the options.
Right, you are.
Thank you.
And it's hard to keep 20,000 people happy.
I know. Feed them. That's the only way you're going to have. Feed them and give them drink.
Well, that's the thing I like about Winter Walk, and actually the police have said this, that it's a nice crowd, but what I like about it is that it seems to be a very happy crowd. There are everybody seems to have a smile on their face.
That's because of all the free booze. I'll tell you one thing, my wife, especially when her sister was here, my sister-in-law, the two of them couldn't, they just had to eat every free thing they encountered. It's like, how are you going to eat dinner after all those cookies and cider and all that stuff? They embarrass me.
I don't know. Is there a lot of free food?
Everybody, a lot of places usually have a little something, even if it's just a piece of candy or something.
Right, right.
Yeah. And people put out hot cider and cocoa and some places do mulled cider. And
my point is, for the schnorrers among us, there's plenty.
I'm not sure I can't remember what a schnur.
Oh, boy, Ellen, I keep trying to teach you Yiddish, and you never... You're such a goy.
Stop hocking my chinik.
A schnur is somebody who likes free stuff.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a wonderful thought, and it's gone out of my head.
Oh.
Well, I was too busy worrying about what schnorr means.
I wouldn't say anything dirty. Yeah. I might, but what? What? What are you looking at me like
I'm
that?
I wasn't going to say
Hey, is Santa's workshop or village, what is it called?
Santa's Village.
Has that been updated again, or is it the same as last year?
It has. We have a new hut that was
built. A new hut?
A new hut that was built by the students at Questar.
Ah.
The high school kids built it, and Etsy and Perfect 10 decorated it. So that'll be on display.
Cool.
Lotus has been really great helping us upgrade all the lighting.
So
we're trying to change it all to LED, mm-hmm. And that's happening. Everyone's working on it every evening. So definitely come and check that out this year. Yeah, and the horse and wagon will be at the park again this year, and the reindeer, which I know is everyone's favorite, will be in the 500 block because the animals kind of move around every year. So
a lot of people have been asking. Some people have been asking me about the reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Santa is only allowing one to come. He needs his reindeer, to be hale and hearty. He didn't want them to get tired out.
Right,
so
what it used to be, the full gang?
No, it used to be two or three, I think. Maybe.
It is. It's just one, but he's very large.
Yeah.
He's a big reindeer.
So if you've never seen a reindeer,
definitely
this
come.
Is cool. Your chance.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And you can adopt a kitten at Animal Kind right across the street.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I got it. We've already talked about cats today. Let's not go into that. Oh. Last thing in the world I want is another goddamn cat. Sorry. Yeah, we see you, dude, whoever you are. I can't see who that is, Ellen. Is that our next guest?
It's Kenny Polinsky.
Oh, okay. Sorry. That's why he's waving.
I'm going to bring him in.
Okay.
Okay. And we need to talk about costumes.
Oh, we do.
Okay. Well, should we say goodbye to Sage? Or?
No, we're going to keep Sage here.
Okay.
She's
okay,
tethered.
We'll talk while you go get Ken, your buddy Ken. Excuse me. So you told us about some of the new things. Is there anything we missed there?
There's a few new things. We have a lot of musicians coming this year. Oh. So a number of shops often host musicians inside. So
right.
Be sure to go in and see them.
Right.
But we have, I think, more than we had last year.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of graduate students from Bard who are coming to play around town. The Orchestra Now students are coming. We have the Harmony Project, Hudson.
Oh, right.
The first and second graders.
Oh, cool.
And kindergartners are going to be caroling. They're going to perform in front of the Hudson Opera House at 5.
Nice.
They're going to be at the Youth Center and then also over at John L. Edwards. So that's going to be really fun.
Nice.
Be sure to check them out. They're really little and they're really cute.
Very nice. Well, we have another guest that Ellen has corralled. Ellen, would you like to introduce our guest? I noticed he's wearing a Winter Walk hat that he must have just gotten because he still has his little plastic thing hanging on the edge there.
This is Kenny Polinsky. And you thought I didn't know your last name?
No, I wasn't sure.
Hi, how are you? Hi. Oh,
Hi, yeah, I did just come from the Opera House.
You took a tag off, but you left part of the tag on.
So. Let me see. Okay.
Is that a new thing? Winter Walk hats?
Look at these hats.
I should have brought you one, Tom.
The chances of me wearing it are none, but I can't read it from here. Does it say Make Winter Walk Great Again? Oh, no, it says Winter Walk, Hudson, New York. Very nice.
Ken, use this, and when you have an urge to speak, just take the mic away from me.
Okay, well, first of all, we had such a week at the Opera House, and I'm really glad that you asked me.
Really close.
I'm really glad that you asked me to come up today, because the children, we had, because of all the construction at the Opera House, it's been a challenge at times, but we just finished 5 weeks of an after-school program, which was miraculous in some ways. We had... 3 to 11 children, ages 7 to 9, and they produced they produced cut paper stained glass windows and dimensional ornaments, and the entire opera house facade is festooned with them. And we got a lot of help from my dear friend here, Sage Carter, and also Claudia. And I don't know if you've covered it yet, but there's a very talented young man in Hudson named Michael Conti, and Michael has a design firm. And Michael reinvented the wheel and made the most whimsical, imaginative hats and updated all of the Winter War costumes. So I've been working with him for a week. And yesterday we finished the decoration of the windows.
Can I ask you something? You said Winter War costumes. Who are the costumes for?
You were interested?
Not really, but
what size elf do you wear?
Oh, elf costumes. Yeah, that's not going to happen. But
you say that now. But it, the sense of joy.
Any Scrooge costumes? Any Scrooge costumes?
Any Scrooge costumes? You don't need one.
Oh, thank you.
Boom! the nice one thing I do want to mention is that Mr. Conti designed a cross-cultural theme, and that was very critical. When I met him, and I also renovated some old Wizard of Oz carnival masks, which are now Winter War, Winter Queen, and Munchkins, and Christmas gorillas, whatever they are. And Michael responded to that and showed me his Teddy Roosevelt conservationist nature theme that he designed some of the costumes. So he tried to integrate some of the Hudson Valley traditions as well, and I thought that was remarkable. The costumes... by the way, if anybody is interested in having fun, there is costume fittings going on right now at the Opera House. So if you're listening and you want to join in the fun, their costume is in the West Wing, the West Room of the Opera House, and there are everything from snowmen to elves to jesters to Christmas crazies and animals,
lollipop kids
and gorillas and monkeys kids. And no. everything. So anybody who really just feels like getting in the spirit of helping out, we still need volunteers. So,
and what's the obligation? Just to walk up and down the street looking silly?
The obligation to walk up and down the street and look, yes.
Look silly, be friendly, interact with the...
Because you got to worry about, you know, like those people in Times Square who wear the costumes and harass people.
Oh, these
no,
people.
Let's have none of that.
These people, kids especially, like wearing a costume and passing out candy canes.
Which one are you wearing, Ellen?
I don't know yet. I'm trying to think about that.
Gorilla?
No.
We already have someone wearing the gorilla.
But they're going to be passing out programs and maps. And
oh, this very program I have right here?
Yes.
This accordion program that I just opened up?
Thank you, Johnny's Printing, for sorting that out.
Very nice, very nice. I mean, has there been something like this in the past?
There has been a map. But
a map, but not something nice and foldable.
That's right. It was the insert in the newspaper, so it was newspaper size.
In the scene, but they're not doing the scene this year, so we decided to
they're doing the scene differently now.
Yeah, they're doing it different, so we took it on ourselves.
This map, however, can also be found in the Columbia paper.
Oh, yes, it is in the Columbia paper.
When does it come out?
Today.
Columbia paper, today's
Thursdays,
paper.
I think, is when it arrives.
Good. Okay. But it's an interesting story how Michael Conti, the costume genius, came to us because I think, was it you, Sage, who found it?
Me and Alex were going around town giving out information about Winter Walk. And he said, oh, what's that? I mean, he knew what Winter Walk was, but we all just got to talking. And he said he would volunteer, and we immediately grabbed him up because he's fantastic.
Well, did we know how fantastic he was going to be, though?
We had no idea.
He is a little bit of a genius.
He is a genius. And the thing that he brought to Winter Walk was the spirit of community and generosity. Because I've driven him to Kingston to buy 4 masks. I've driven him to Joanne to buy crafts, to buy extra pom-poms. So his commitment went so deeply, and his vision.
He doesn't have a car?
He does. I don't know if he has a car or not, but at any rate, he was so committed, and I was so impressed by the creativity that what happened was that it raised all of us up, and to have new blood, new people in it gives the Winter Walk another dimension, and that's what he's provided for us. And one year I remember hanging windows by myself, and this year I had really a community of people, and so that's what Winter Walk really means to me. You know, this is our 20th anniversary, you and I, Alan.
You've been here from the beginning,
too. I opened Kendon Antiques, and the first... I opened Kendon Antiques. The antique toys, the first night of Winter Walk, and I was still exhibiting as an artist, but I had started a business with my partner. And so we have 20 years of Winter Walks when I did the Magic of Toys.
That's right. Wow.
So the hats are a new thing, yes?
The hats are new. And
they're for sale?
We have them at the Opera House.
Can't mention the price, but...
I won't, but you can find them at the Opera House. They say Winter Walk, Hudson, New York.
And they're beautifully embroidered.
They are nice embroidered. Are they all in white? They're all white?
They are.
Mm-hmm. With red embroidery. By the way, one food choice here really strikes me. It's something you and I should do, Ellen, because it's two for one. Chocolate peppermint pancakes with choice of meat.
No, that means bacon sausage.
I don't know. Choice of meat. That leaves a lot of possibilities. This is really a great pamphlet, by the way. The map is fantastic. See, Ellen, some people think I'm funny just because you don't.
I know. They're all out there chuckling away.
That's not referring to the server.
But this is a great-looking map, and it's really... Oh, there's the petting zoo right on 400 block.
It shows you where the parking is.
Oh, and even some of the side street things like the Hansel and Gretel. A festival of wreaths over at John Edwards School.
Right.
Excellent.
And you can catch the Harmony Project kids there as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm.
I see. I see a little logo for restrooms, but nobody seems to actually offer that. Oh, the fire company does.
There are a few.
And the Opera House.
Mm-hmm. And the youth center will be open with restrooms, okay, as well as the Chamber of
Let's
Commerce.
See. What else we got here?
Oh, incidentally, the dance performances, for the most part, are going to be over at the Youth Center. People who are looking for what Operation Unite and Elena Mosley is always arranged for will find them there. We have a harder time finding spaces for people to use for performances because Hudson has grown to such an extent that there aren't that many mm-hmm. empty spots.
Or people
available.
Want to charge a lot of money. Look, see at the bottom, media sponsor, WGXC. That's us.
Right.
That's us.
Right.
So the Unsilent Night will be live on WGXC if you want to listen.
That's right.
Better yet, 7. Come out and participate.
Come out and participate, right.
And the little amplifiers you can use on your phone will be available
tomorrow
at the
afternoon.
Opera House.
Wait one second.
Is this always been the case? Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus are at City Hall?
Yes.
Oh, they've always been, yes,
yeah,
they've always
right.
been there.
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
And we have
three volunteers
who will decorate City Hall.
Yeah.
And then Santa and Mrs. Claus give a free book to every child.
Yeah,
and
nice.
The books are donated, and we had a whole bunch of fabulous volunteers wrapping them. So they're all hand-wrapped, and the kids will come and get them.
Nice.
And they will sit on, they can have their
yes.
picture taken. There will be proud grandparents there taking pictures.
Are we going to say they could sit on Santa's lap?
Yes.
Why were you reluctant to say that?
I had another thought okay. that got in the way.
Who's playing? Oh, no, I shouldn't say that.
No,
playing.
Don't go there.
Yeah. No. Anyway. Let's
now
see.
Now you know why Mrs. Claus is always smiling.
Yes. This is great. This is the best thing about... I mean, I love this map and this
Well,
whole
did you ever use the other map that we had?
No, because they were on newsprint. I don't... Get your hands all dirty and everything.
I know. So terrible thing.
And it in the rain. If there's a little snow, it falls apart.
And if you get the map in advance, you can map out your
your
route.
Circle the things you want to do.
Right, right.
We dropped the map into shops and restaurants up and down Warren Street, and some of the library has some. You have some here. We have them at the Opera House, so anyone who wants to grab one should stop in.
Otherwise, are we going to... there was some thought that we were going to do a blow up of the map and somehow post it someplace.
Oh, here's a good one.
We may. I think it
there's
might
so many cool things on here. My friend Kyla, LYF Fitness at 209 Warren Street, a free body fat measurement.
That's right.
That's a great way to discourage you from eating all the free treats. Right? Get your body fat measured and say, "Oh, I better not take that cookie." There's so many hidden treasures on this little map and everything. It's really quite amazing.
Well, good.
I love it. Face painting with Lisa Wood at the second show.
And then on the other side, if I may, Tom, are these listings of who's performing in every shop.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I've been sort of reading from, in case you're wondering.
Oh, I thought you were just looking at the map.
Anyway. So lots. Oh, here are our very guest at the Opera House, Kenneth Polinsky's Children's Holiday Workshop Craft Decorations. That's what these are.
That's correct.
That's what you've shown me here. That's and, you know, I love it when people bring visual aids to the radio. It really helps a lot.
I always do it, and I always have my hair done. I bring visual aids because they're a point of reference, and I thought you might like
them. Yeah, they are. No,
yeah. I thought you'd
I especially
that.
Like this where it
Which
says generic thing? Decorations.
Where does it say generic?
Right there.
Oh, okay. But, thank you for pointing that out.
You're welcome, but I do like the Santa Claus.
I'm so glad we came, aren't you? By the way, you know what I want? Ellen reminded
nice.
Me that it was once with the Hudson Antique Dealers and the retailers. It was once a retail event in that sense, and it still is. Mm-hmm. Shops are generous with their window displays and their staffing at night. So I do want to say a shout out to Hal Winterwalk, was part of a vision of revitalizing Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we think of it more as a crossover community event, and you know, no one's mentioned the word Christmas. Mm-hmm. And that's a good and bad thing, but it's a good thing mostly because what it really is a spirit of our town and how it's grown in 20 years and what it means and what the Opera House's role has been in the growth in Hudson. I mean, I'm not trying to be serious. I just want to say it's really, and here we are on a homegrown radio station promoting Winter Walk. I think that's very special. Yay us.
Thank you, Ken.
Well, there you go, Ellen.
I have to say,
Ellen is swelling with pride.
Coming to...
he's saying she's bloated.
Well, she can go get that measurement
you
at LYF Fitness.
I was just going to say great things about Kenny Polinsky.
Okay. Oh,
now
God.
I'm thinking
a
maybe
mutual
I'm
admiration
right.
society
but
here, folks.
No,
you look
right.
the same as you did 20 years ago. Go ahead, say something about
it. Kenny is the same as he was 20 years ago in all ways. But he is great working with the kids, and those kids, some of them are extremely talented. They're really impressive. But I think they keep coming back because they like working with you. And you are a great teacher with them.
I've
seen it happen. So
that's very kind to say. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love doing it. And since I still have some of my art career left, I actually get more from teaching the children. And it keeps me on my toes working with children because the creativity I need to pass on to them, they pass back to me. And it really constantly really regenerates me as an artist. So I really do. When I started teaching 30 years ago in New York, with Franklin Furnace Archives and with a paper mill. And then the Opera House has been sponsoring me since I closed my retail business. As an artist, I've been supported greatly by the Opera House, and that's why I'm here too. And I love teaching the Hudson kids.
They're wonderful kids. Anyway, anything else, folks, that we should know about?
Try. Everybody.
Everyone should come out and support your local artists and see lots of new sights.
Don't forget the fireworks.
Oh, when and where? It's on our map.
It's on the map. The fireworks will be
what is
at
that top
8
word?
P.M.
Call for performers. I'm not sure I understand that message.
I'm not sure either.
You mean they need? Yeah.
I think your call.
Where do they call? Oh, I get it now. Where do they call if they want to be performing? I guess.
You mean wear a costume?
Yeah, I think that's what.
To get dressed up and wear a costume, you can call us at the Opera House, which is 8-822-1438, or you can just stop by. We're open 9 to 5. We'll actually be there doing costume fittings tonight until 6 or 7. So stop on by.
They can come by tonight. Great.
Do you have to be small to be an elf?
No.
Not at all.
That's good to know.
We have elves of all sizes.
And angels.
Aww.
Snowflakes. Anyway, folks, thank you so much for coming and talking about Winter Walk. There's so much to talk about that it required all four of us to chime in.
Yep. I can't wait.
And don't forget the fireworks start at 8 p.m. on Saturday night.
And where are they? They're at the top. Where are they?
They're set off at Promenade Hill, but you can see them from anywhere.
I see.
They really are a big display. It'll be fun.
See you at Winter Walk.